Alright guys, welcome back to Stoic Morning. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and let's face it, anger. It's a hothead we all wrestle with at some point, right? You know that feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic, or a project goes south, and suddenly you're seething? Yeah, I get it. Anger's like that uninvited guest who overstays their welcome, leaving a bad taste in your mouth and a knot in your stomach. But what if I told you there's a way to handle anger, not just survive it? What if we could turn those fiery emotions into fuel for growth, instead of letting them burn us down? That's what we're diving into today. Letting go of anger and resentment, embracing peace of mind, one mindful moment at a time. Now, this isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. This is about real-world strategies, ancient wisdom with a modern twist, that you can actually use to navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and resilience. Think of it like this. Anger is a signal. A red flag telling us something's off. The key is learning to decipher the message, address the root cause, and respond constructively instead of reacting impulsively. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to help you master your inner firestorm. First, recognize and acknowledge your anger. Don't try to suppress it or pretend it's not there. That's like putting a lid on a boiling pot, it just builds up pressure. Instead, take a deep breath, pause, and say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling angry right now." That's okay. Just acknowledging it can help diffuse the intensity. Remember, anger is a normal human emotion, but how we choose to handle it defines us. Second, identify the trigger. What set you off? Was it a specific event, a certain person, or maybe even a thought pattern? Understanding the root cause of your anger allows you to address it directly. Maybe it's a fear of failure, a need for control, or past hurts that are resurfacing. Once you pinpoint the source, you can start to work on healing and managing it effectively. Third, shift your perspective. This is where stoicism comes in handy. Think about the bigger picture. Will this anger matter in 5 years? 10 years? Chances are, it won't. Try to see the situation from a more objective standpoint, recognizing that you have no control over everything that happens around you. Focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Fourth, practice self-care. Anger often stems from stress, exhaustion, and feeling overwhelmed. Make sure you're taking care of yourself physically and emotionally. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. A well-rested, balanced mind is better equipped to handle challenging emotions. Finally, cultivate forgiveness. This doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means releasing the grip of resentment and anger that holds you back. Forgiveness is ultimately a gift you give yourself, freeing yourself from the shackles of past hurts and allowing yourself to move forward with peace and clarity. Ever felt like you're drowning in anger, like it's consuming your thoughts and actions? Well, I know I have. Think about that time when someone cut you off in traffic, and you swore under your breath the whole way home. You might even replay that moment in your head all day, fuming about their audacity. But what if instead of letting that anger fester, you took a deep breath, acknowledged your feelings, and reminded yourself that it's just one small incident in the grand scheme of things? By practicing these techniques, recognizing, understanding, shifting your perspective, taking care of yourself, and cultivating forgiveness, you can gradually break free from the cycle of anger and resentment. Imagine waking up each day feeling calmer, more centered, and ready to face whatever challenges come your way with a clear head and a peaceful heart. It's possible, guys. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Every step you take towards managing your anger is a victory. Keep practicing these strategies, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your successes along the way. Alright, listeners, what are you waiting for? Go out there and embrace that inner peace. Share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay stoic and rock on.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.